This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Disclosed bunker in the world's hottest city. This is The Daily Rant with Steve Sanchez.
I never played by the rules and I never really cared.
He's real, he's raw, he's relevant. Here's Steve.
Thank you, Greg Gerringer. Yeah, it's that time again. Steve Sanchez, The Daily Rant. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Tuesday. And boy, oh boy, do I not play by the rules. I've never played by the rules. I don't like rules, especially when rules are made by stupid people that have an IQ minus 7. That's why. And that's why the rules today in America suck. That's why the rules corporately suck. That's why the rules even in churches suck. Because at the end of the day, we're supposed to be a free society living per a document called the Constitution. Now, I understand, I get it, that the Constitution is a set of rules, so to speak. No, they're not. They're a set of guidelines. And at the end of the day, in this country today, in 2018, if you don't learn to not play by the rules, make your own rules, take your own mountains, you're going to be squashed. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. And I believe this is why there has been such a monumental movement from the anti-establishment crowd in America. What do I mean by that? The anti-establishment crowd. Well, I'm talking about those that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Those that are working 80 hours a week. With no glory, no pay increases, can't take their kids to Disneyland on vacation, barely trying to make it, trying to buy into this vision of America, but yet we see the elite continue to do what they do best, and that is, well, push us around, the big bullies that they are. So no, I don't really play by the rules, man-made rules anymore. And I would venture to say that you probably don't either. Nothing bothers me more than someone trying to tell me what to do unless they walked in my shoes. How about you? I mean, friends, do you get that? And I'm live streaming right now on Facebook as well, here live on the radio. Are you following me? Unless someone walks in your shoes, unless someone has the pressures you have, unless someone basically has to make the decisions you make, I don't want to hear a damn thing from anybody. And that is why Donald Trump is president. I don't care if you like him. I don't care if you don't like him. But the one reason that he's president is because he doesn't take crap from anybody, period. I kind of like that. I kind of find that an attractive character trait, personally. Because you can't get pushed around constantly by people. You can't get pushed around. If you're going to have a title of CEO, leader, you better lead, and you better damn well make sure your people follow you. Because at the end of the day, that's their job, is to follow you. Period. And at the end of the day, those in America that elected Trump have a responsibility to follow that agenda, because you elected him. Doesn't mean you can't call him out. Doesn't mean you can't criticize or critique, but you have a responsibility because you should have known what you were doing when you went to the booth and you pulled the lever or marked the page for Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. So don't sit here crying in your soup. Don't tell me that because he got out of the Iran deal that the world's now over, he told you he was going to do this. He told you that the Iran deal was a bad deal for America. Are you trying to make me believe that it's not? Are you trying to make me convinced that because Barack Obama came out today and basically stated his disappointment on the unraveling of his legacy, that getting out of this Iran deal was going to be monstrumental, it was going to be disastrous for America? Are you really going to believe Barack Obama? Are you really going to believe that? Friends, let me tell you something. Iran was building nukes. I don't care if you believe me or not. They were building nukes, and we gave them $150 billion to do it. I don't care what Macron says. I don't care what the German chancellor says. I don't care what the UK says. I don't care what CNN or all the other pundits say. The reality is this. They want a worldwide global Islamic caliphate. They are the most aggressive sponsor of terrorists in the world. I don't know what more to tell you. So don't cry to me that Trump got out of the deal. He should have got out of the deal. Real simple. Because we need to put America first for a change, for God's sakes. Last time I checked, we aren't part of a global order, at least not yet. Last time I checked, we're not part of the European Union. Last time I checked, an Antichrist isn't running the world yet, are they? Best decision of his presidency so far. Get the hell out of this Iran deal. We paid them $150 billion. We're lunatics. We're lunatics. We got used to being lunatics under Barack Obama. We really just did. We got used to being lunatics under the Obama administration, where we got used to being basically like, a doormat. We got used to being pushed around. We got used to being second-class citizens. We got used to it. Why do you think when people get abused for a long period of time, they start believing they deserve it? Well, I'll tell you this. I haven't deserved that for 8 years. I don't know about you. So at the end of the day, there are a tremendous amount of things that I disagree with the president on. But this is not one of them. He kept his promise. We're out. Now, he did say that he's open to sanctions. In fact, they're going to start sanctions on Iran. Strong sanctions. And look, friends, I am an advocate of peace through strength. Ronald Reagan was an advocate of peace through strength. We have lived in an era of appeasement because of the Obama administration. So we have been appeasers. Well, that's all we've done. But now we're actually stepping up and we're saying, wait a minute, just wait a minute here for a second. We absolutely don't believe, no do we agree, that we're going to be slapped in the face. And by the way, we're paying the bill? No, no, no. And Iran's not going to do anything, friends. Do you really think Iran's going to start World War III? They're not going to do anything. Now, there may be some isolated incidents that happen. And look, we're going to have to take care of business. We are going to have to take care of business eventually. Did you not think we're going to have to take care of business eventually? Of course we're going to have to take care of business eventually. We're talking about our safety, our freedoms. We've got children and grandchildren. This is not just about us. We have to start looking at others before we always start looking at ourselves. You know why? You know the biggest reason people aren't successful? It's because they're always concerned about what they're going to get out of it versus what they can do for someone else. That's the truth. That's why I believe I've been successful my whole life. Because I've always believed in trying to help someone else first, and I've always believed that I'll get handsomely rewarded after the fact. But too many times today, we're so in it for ourselves. What am I going to get out of it? What am I doing? What do I get? How about me? How about me? How about... And this is the society we live in. And that's why people don't have two damn nickels to rub together, because that's their brain. And Obama knew that. Hillary knew that. That's why we had what we had during the 8 years of the Obama administration. He tapped into that Alinsky-style model to literally get to the selfishness in the core of many people and drag them around. And that's what happened. But now you've got someone in the White House that leads because he's a businessman. He's taking hits. He takes his pressures home. He goes to bed with his pressures. He takes a crap with his pressures. He takes a shower with his pressures. Do you think that he built a multi-billion-dollar real estate empire by not taking pressures and not literally having to be a decision maker and have a high expectation of those around him? Do you think that frickin' things come simple and easy? They don't. People need to get their crap together. Or we're screwed in this country. Because Trump can't be president forever. Just can't. So before everybody starts crying about the Iran deal and oh my God, wake up. Iran's not our friends. They never were our friends. They're not going to be our friends tomorrow or next week. And North Korea is really not our friends either. North Korea are starving. They're running out of dogs to eat. Why do you think they're coming to the table? Because peace through strength works. Peace through strength works. There's no question about it. And when you rule with an iron fist and you have an expectation, some people are going to get really butthurt. Not going to like you. They're going to be angry with you. They're going to be disappointed. They're going to be sad. All their emotions. They're going to need a safe space. They're going to need a blankie and a pacifier. Are you one of those in this audience that needs a pacifier and a blankie? If that's true, Producer Nate, get ready to ship blankies out to people and pacifiers. Because I'll tell you something. Here, every single day, I'm going to offend you. And if I did, I did my job. That's what we're going to do here. We're going to offend you. And if I offended you, I'm successful. I did my job. So now going forward, I've made a decision on the Daily Rant with Steve Sanchez, Monday through Friday, to not take your phone calls. I don't want phone calls. I'm not going to take them if you do call. Because I'm going to allow you to hear me rant. I want you to take good notes. I want you to go research what I've said and go verify that what I've said is accurate. And then on Sunday nights, my 3-hour live flagship show, that's where you'll get to weigh in on the conversation, both live, on radio, and on social media. That is what we're going to be doing now. So Monday through Friday, get a pencil, get some notepad, get your mobile device, get your tablet, start taking notes. And on Sunday, we're going to have an open book test, so to speak, with yours truly for 3 hours live. That's how we're going to do things here on The Steve Sanchez Show. The SteveSanchezShow.com website. Don't forget to go there for everything yours truly, including our Facebook and Twitter following. Our social media platforms are there, so I want to make sure that you're following us on Twitter and on Facebook. And, of course, you can contact us there. And, of course, 1-877-49-STEVE is how you'll reach us 24-7 if you'd like to make a comment or a suggestion after the show. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk more about President Trump and the Iran deal and what the rest of the world thinks right now about America's decision. Don't you dare go away. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you've heard me on my show talk about weight loss and the quest I've been on to find the right weight loss program for me. You know, this year I've had some minimal success, but nothing that has allowed me to really enjoy the foods that I love. You know, bacon, steak, and cheeseburgers, and avocados. Come on, we're men. We love to eat real food. Well, I've been introduced to who I believe is a sensei, a keto sensei, and his name is John DeHart. Here's a guy that's over age 50 and lost 50 pounds, and this former fat guy did it, and I know I can do it too. He's introduced me into a lifestyle called keto. And look, let's be honest, there's keto this, keto that, but this program I know works, and I want you to try it for free. I'm offering a free sample to help you eat the foods you love and get your body in the right shape it needs to be. Look, the USDA is lying to us, and we're going to show you how to flip the food pyramid on its head. I need you to go right now to rebeldiet.com and request that free sample. That's rebeldiet.com, rebeldiet.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back to the Daily Rant with Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, the Daily Rant. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Tuesday. I want to encourage you again to go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. There you'll find all our podcast archives, featured stories, our merchandise store. And, of course, if you're not following me on Facebook or Twitter, you can do that there. 1-877-49-STEVE is our 24/7 hotline that you can call Monday through Friday and drop your comments. Caution, I may use those on the air. And, of course, don't forget Sunday nights are our flagship show, 3 hours live. And you can, again, find out more about that, find a radio station near you. We were talking about the Iran deal. We're talking about the appeasement years. And that was the Obama legacy. I mean, look, Obama right now isn't happy. He came out with a three-page statement today talking about the disastrous decision that President Trump made in backing out of the Iran deal. Here's a president for 8 years that continued to lie to us about Iran, you know, gave them $150 billion as part of this deal, gave them $400 million in cash in the suitcase, which was really a payoff for the hostages. You know that. I know that. And if you don't know that, then I'm telling you that, so you now know it. Obama was a disaster for this country. And sadly, there are many that believe in that ideology. They believe in the ideology of appeasement. They believe in the ideology of entitlement. They believe in the ideology that we're just supposed to sit around a campfire singing kumbaya. That's what they believe.
I don't personally believe that. I think most people don't believe that either. I think most people believe that America has to get back to its foundational roots, which is strength, which is national security, which is basically the leader on an economic scale. We were supposed to be really the landmark where everybody else followed. And sometimes that gets us in trouble. Of course it does. But most of the times it has worked, and it has worked in a phenomenal capacity. If that's not true, why do you have so many people from India wanting to come here? Why do you have so many people crossing illegally from Mexico to come here? Why do you have refugees wanting to take refuge here? Why do you have people wanting to come from Canada? Why do Canadians come here for health care? There's a reason for that. We've created an economic engine that works. We created capitalism. We created a platform and model that works. Now, along the way, we've made mistakes. People get greedy. People get selfish. We've done things we're not supposed to do. We've gone into countries we shouldn't have gone into. I get that. I understand that. Every country has a right to defend themselves. Every country has a right to grow their military. I get it. But we have to still be that kind of country that says no, because your ideology is to kill if someone doesn't agree with you. That is the whole purpose of why we're bailing out of this deal. The whole purpose is to make sure that the rest of the world understands that we're not going to allow Iran, or anybody for that matter, to build a nuclear arsenal when all they've done publicly over and over for decades is say they want to annihilate Israel and the United States of America. Why would we allow that? Why would we even want to be part of this deal that doesn't really promote or make 100% accountability that they're not building nuclear capacities? Think about that, friends. And while you're thinking about that, think about yours truly. Starting his weight loss venture. Yeah, 3 days now I've been working with John DeHart at NutriKeto. And I announced this on the show Sunday night. 3 days I've been on the keto way of life, of eating. That is basically eating higher proteins and lower carbs, eating good fats. You know, basically what we're doing is we're taking what the USDA's been saying for years, you know, the food pyramid, and we're turning it upside down because they've been lying. They've been lying. That's why there's a higher degree of diabetes and heart disease and cancers. So I decided to go to fat camp. Not really. I decided to go to reboot camp. And actually start getting my life in order, because I want to lose more and more weight. Healthy. Getting my glucose levels in order. So I want to offer you right now a free sample of the NutriKeto foods that helped me do this. Free sample. All I need you to do is go to rebeldiet.com. That's rebeldiet.com. Request that free sample. Learn about keto. Learn about Steve Sanchez on his keto journey. And learn about my sensei, John DeHart. Look, friends, NutriKeto works. 3 days now, and I'm feeling great. And I want you to come along on this weight loss journey with me. Again, go to rebeldiet.com. Order your free sample. Or connect with me, and I'll tell you all about it. All right, let's take a break. Come back and talk more on Iran and what's going on in this country called the United States of America. Don't go away.
Peace and stability in the markets is what Wall Street wants to make you believe is happening, but our national debt continues to grow, interest rates stay low, and the stock market continues its volatility, and that means inconsistency and a lack of safety for all you save for your financial future. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez. What if I told you that you didn't have to be under the hands of Wall Street and the big banking cabal? How about if I told you that the IRS allows you to save your money through a virtually unknown tax code in which you can accumulate wealth on a tax advantage basis and enjoy a tax-free retirement through the creation of a private reserve vault? Join the likes of famous people like Walt Disney, J.C. Penney, and Senator John McCain, who've used this little-known IRS code to help accumulate wealth on a tax-advantage basis while enjoying potential stock market-like returns with complete safety from the next big stock market crash. Call 1-877-983-SAFE for your free special report and analysis on how to build your own private reserve vault. That's 877-983-SAFE, 877-983-SAFE.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, it's more of the Daily Rant with Steve Sanchez.
All right, Steve Sanchez, Donald Trump, President Obama. Would you like to see Donald Trump and a President Obama get in a UFC match? I mean, wouldn't that be a great match?
I mean, you remember back in the day, I don't know if any of you guys remember this, both on live stream here and on radio, when Donald Trump made a guest appearance on the WWF at the time. It's called WWE now, but it was the WWF, World Wrestling Federation. He came on, and if memory serves me correct, I think he wrestled against Vince McMahon, who was the founder, is the founder and CEO of that. I guess this is why the left has gone so bat crap crazy. I guess I understand in a way why the liberals have flipped out and have gone insane, because if you rewind Donald Trump's history of, you know, not only being a real estate mogul, but his fascination of being the best, being involved in casinos, you know, being on the Celebrity Apprentice, you know, being in the media a lot. He was a media darling. Everybody would want him on their show. I mean, even the libs, they couldn't wait to go to his parties. They wanted to be around Donald Trump. They just did. But then they go back and they're like, you know, the president of the United States, you know, just 20 years ago was on WWF, you know, wrestling Vince McMahon. It shows you that only in America, can the average guy be president. Now, you might be saying, Steve, average guy, how can you say that Donald Trump's a multi-billionaire? Very true, but the guy loves his McDonald's, he loves his KFC. And further, do you really put Donald Trump in the same category as some of these elitists out there? You know, these elitists that have thrown him under the bus? You know, the elitists that would come out and say, you know, that the conversation he had with Billy Bush was horrible, and we can't believe that, you know, our president is a groper, and, you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, think about this for a minute. You heard over and over, Donald Trump being thrown under the bus for being this, that, or the other. But it's almost comical. Because I will tell you this. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about God will always bring to light what is happening in the dark. And I can't remember the way the scripture goes completely, but I know that's the scripture. And now we have Eric Schneiderman, who was one of those advocates throwing Donald Trump under the bus, who now is going to be forced to resign because he seems to be a criminal sexual harasser. He slaps women, chokes women, according to four women that have come out to accuse him. Think about that for a moment. Isn't it something that not even a year ago, this guy was throwing President Trump under the bus? And yet, he was doing the same thing, but really doing the same thing, really worse. Isn't that something? Isn't that something that if you think that you can continue to throw people under the bus, if you think that you can literally continue to make a mockery, and you're not going to get caught, think again. In fact, it's Luke 8:17. And the scripture reads this: for all that is secret will eventually be brought into the open, and everything that is concealed will be brought to light and made known to all. So, did that not just happen? Look at Harvey Weinstein. Again, I'm not trying to, glamorize and celebrate someone's tragedy. But you know what? There's nothing worse than these type of elitists that get on camera, that try to pretend that their moral fiber and their ethical standard is above everybody else's, but yet they're doing the most despicable things behind the scenes. And I'm glad this SOB got caught. And I'm glad that New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo has to call for his resignation. You know that kills Cuomo. You know it kills him. In fact, he put out some bogus statement today, not even really addressing, because the Democrats, I've said this over and over, if anything comes out of the Trump presidency, even if he doesn't get reelected, if anything comes out of the Trump presidency, it's that he exposed the criminal, vicious behaviors of the super Luciferian elite. Has he not? And along the way, we got some tax cuts. And along the way, we're making America strong again. We're making America great again. We're making America first again. We're making America safe again. And I wholeheartedly agree with him pulling out of this nuclear deal with Iran. I wonder what it's going to be like next week when the embassy is going to move to Jerusalem, where it belongs. Because let's just be honest, that's where it belongs. In fact, that's going to happen on my birthday, May 14th. So, yeah, I'm looking for early happy birthdays, okay? What can I say? I'm going to be 49. I got to get something somewhere, you know, some praise. So, next week, the embassy moves to Jerusalem. Some are saying, Steve, this is the sure signs of an Antichrist rising. These are sure signs of a prophetic fulfillment happening because of biblical prophecy. And I say, yes, but not yet. Of course, I'm not Jesus Christ, so I can't tell you. Even he doesn't know. He said that in his scriptures, you know, that only God the Father knows. So, look, I would be lying to you if I told you I knew exactly when that time would come. But what I will tell you, there was going to be a lot of signs. And those signs are here. And I'm not talking about the cuckoo bird signs like Jim Baker. You know, Jim Baker's at it again. Producer Nate, on Sunday, you gave me some information. And, you know, the show was just so busy, I didn't have a chance to talk about it. But you think Jim Baker selling condos again? Yeah, Producer Nate said, he's selling condos again. So he didn't learn his lesson, and he's selling water. He's selling water and $150 water. Yeah. So he's selling $150 water. I don't know what that water is. I don't know. I don't know if it's magic water. But he is back to his old tricks, trying to make you believe that this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Look, things are going to happen. We know that. But I wouldn't trust Jim Baker. Nah, Steve, that's just judging. Yeah, it is. And according to the scripture, Christians are supposed to judge other Christians. And Jim Baker's wrong. He's in error. And at the end of the day, you don't need to survive a 7-year tribulation before the rapture comes, because it will come prior to the 7-year tribulation. Now, some people aren't going to like that. Some people listening right now by radio, I just went against their doctrine and their theology. Many of you watching on Facebook right now, I may have gone against your doctrine and theology, and I'll get the messages. Trust me. The message will come trying to correct me. Don't bother. I know I'm right. You don't have to try to correct the teacher. I know I'm right. You're wrong. Maybe you should listen. I'm telling you. What makes you so right, Steve? You know what makes me so right? Is I have a God-given prophetic gift. And I'm a researcher. And I don't go on the microphone and say anything unless I know. Unless I could debate you under the table with it. Not just with fallacy, but with fact. See, too many people like to bring me fallacy and emotion. Their logic is all based on emotion. Well, it's this, but they can never prove anything. And they'll try to find the most obscure scriptures to try to prove their point that makes no sense. Just stop. Some of you are just like nuts. You want a 7-year tribulation. My God, stop it. I was going this route because many people are saying this is the end times. Well, yeah, I think we know we're in these end times. I don't think it's the end times. I don't think it's good. I think it's going to get a lot worse. But I don't know. I don't know, friends. I'm not God, and you're not either. That's why I've always believed you better maximize your results right now. You better do what you need to do right now. You better do everything you can right now to fulfill and live a life that is, well, phenomenal to the best of your ability. And yeah, we have a responsibility to keep America whole. That's our responsibility as a country, because we are the country. Just like we are the church, we are the country. Period. Without us, without anybody walking the earth or walking on United States of America's soil, there is no country. That's just the truth of it. We've got to be wise. Most people don't want to be wise. They just don't. I want to be wise. I want to be wise. How about you? President Obama is so angry. Oh, he's so angry. He wouldn't even come on TV. He is just angry. George Soros is angry. Now, I agree, Ricky. I'm reading some of the Facebook comments now here. Sessions has to go. That's another one. That is another globalist hack. Yeah, President Trump has learned by on-the-job training. He had no political experience, friends. So the guy gets elected, and he takes office, really with block walls to the left and to the right. You know it, and I know it. And he tried to do the best he can. He had some globalists around him. He thought that would help, not to the point that he believes in globalism, but to the point that if he can extract certain things and ideas from these players that play in this world of globalism, it's going to be easier for him to make decisions. It's all called strategy. Read The Art of the Deal. Don't even quote anything unless you've read it. If you haven't read The Art of the Deal, then you can't really say regarding your opinion of the president, because you don't really know how he operates. So I would encourage you to go read Art of the Deal. You can get it cheap. Hell, you could probably go find it in a pre-owned bookstore for $2 somewhere. Read it. Understand it. And then I think you'll understand the strategies that he has. No, he's not perfect. My God. Of course he's not. And he might even be guilty with an affair with Stormy Daniels. Could be. Who cares? Wasn't president then. Didn't break the law. How's that breaking the law? You're breaking a moral law. That's between him and his wife. I don't condone that type of behavior either. I've said that 1,000 times, but it's not like he was still the president and doing the intern on the overall in the Oval Office, like someone we know. So, you know, if this is all that everybody's got, well, you know, he had an affair with Stormy Daniels, a porn star. Yeah, he was wrong, and that's despicable behavior. And if I was Melania, I'd slap him in the head with a skillet. This is real simple. I'd get a skillet and just crack him on the head with it. I mean, truthfully. But, you know, I'm one of those few people that believe in being a one-flesh marriage. I believe that, you know, their divorce is never an option. Sorry, I know I'm going to offend some people, but that's okay. I'm in the offending business. You didn't know that? Yeah, that's what I am. I believe divorce is not an option. My wife and I have a long testimony about some of these things that most of you probably don't even know. So whatever happened then, maybe Melania and Donald Trump made peace with it. The only ones that is getting affected is his son, Barron. Kids, I mean, God, grow up, people, for God's sakes. And let's start putting people in jail that are criminals like Hillary Clinton, maybe. All right? All right. This is Steve Sanchez, Daily Rant. Let's take a quick break, come back, and wrap it up. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about on my show the concerns I have over what I believe is going to be another economic calamity for America. Now, the experts like Kiyosaki, Faber, and Rogers are now also warning about what could be the worst stock market crash in our lifetimes, and why precious metals, specifically silver, make tremendous sense to help hedge against what could make the crash of 2008 look like a cakewalk. Now, my good friends over at RME, the precious metals experts founded by industry pioneer Jim Clark, have the solution. For a limited time, they're giving you their free ebook called Investing with Precious Metals. It's available right now by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Or you could visit them at rmegold.com/Sanchez. Don't let the globalist agenda hurt your retirement dollars, your 401k, your IRA, everything you've worked for. Call right now for that free ebook, 888-772-2929 or rmegold.com/Sanchez.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Going to wrap her up tonight. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us. How do you like the new version of the Daily Rant? I like it. I told producer Nate about 2 weeks ago. I said, look, you know what? I'll be honest with you. We do an hour feature every single day. We just don't have enough time to take calls and really get the content out and give the audience what they need, the news of the day, my thoughts, my theories. So we decided to change up our model a little bit Monday through Friday. And today's the first day launching that. What do you think about that? We're going to be streaming live every day as we do the live Daily Rant here on the Steve Sanchez Show. So make sure that you hang out and tell us what you think. And we're always open to ideas and content. But extremely important for you not to forget, Sunday nights are our flagship show. That's our three-hour live flagship show where we do welcome your phone calls, we do welcome your emails, and we do engage live with our audience. So make sure you're part of that every Sunday night as well at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard. And you can find out all and more at the SteveSanchezShow.com website, the SteveSanchezShow.com website. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us tonight on Facebook and here on the radio show. But trust me as I tell you this last thought. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, watch the buffoonery. Listen to the buffoonery of the left and the mainstream media regarding Iran. All of a sudden, Iran is going to be the most wonderful country in the world.
Iran was living up to the sanctions. Iran was doing everything they were supposed to be doing and reducing their nuclear capacity. They were following everything because Iran wants to be a civilized country. Just watch. Watch the disgraceful left do that because they are trying to paint a narrative to make Trump look like a madman. That's what they're trying to do. But yet, they don't want to discuss the legacy of appeasement that Obama gave us. And Trump today single-handedly ended the legacy of appeasement that Obama put into place. Now we just got to get rid of Obamacare. Friends, look, I just looked at my bill today again, and I had to write the check again. $952. Last year, I was paying $766. Prior to that, $538. Prior to that, before Obamacare got into play, $412. So since Obamacare became law of the land, I went from $412 to $538 to $766 to $952. We're healthy. We rarely go to the doctor. And not to mention, I have a $10,000 deductible. This is a travesty. This is outrageous. So the next agenda for me, for President Trump, is to get rid of Obamacare, open up interstate commerce, where if I feel I can buy a policy in Texas that meets my needs, that's less expensive, I should be allowed to cross state lines to do that. Wouldn't you agree? We should be allowed to cross state lines to buy our products and services, including healthcare. We need to punch right in the nose the healthcare industry because they're taking advantage of us and they're making billions. You don't think Obama handed on a silver platter billions of dollars more to the health insurance companies? Of course he did. Why do you think they went along with Obamacare? Because he guaranteed them. I mean, my God, they're making more money. This is insane. And no one was ever turned down health care in this country. Sorry, good job trying to convince me of that, but they never were. But good, hardworking Americans like you and me got screwed with a capital S. Just sad. Sad and disappointing. So what happens when, you know, you get a raise in your insurance premiums? Well, if you're a small business owner, you usually have to pass that raise, that increase, to your customers. So you have to make money. I mean, you do know that we have to make money in this country, right, to live. Everything can't always be free. That's why I'm saying again, as you're listening to this show, as you're watching this show, you're getting a lot of free content. It takes you 10 seconds to go up to the page and click like and make sure that you like, especially if you've been invited for months. It's just rude. I'll be straight with you. It's like, you know, someone asks you to RSVP at a wedding, and you don't, and you show up anyways, and you enjoy the food and the dancing and the drinks. Come on. Let's just be intellectually honest here, friends. And that is what we have to be, is intellectually honest. I think if we do that in this country more and more, we're going to get a lot further. All right, producer Nate's telling me it's time to get on my horse and ride. With that said, it's time for me to do just that. Appreciate everybody listening tonight. Have a good night. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
You've been listening to The Daily Rant with Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve,
visit him at thestevesanchezshow.com and follow him on Twitter at @IamSteveSanchez.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you've heard me on my show talk about weight loss and the quest I've been on to find the right weight loss program for me. You know, this year I've had some minimal success, but nothing that has allowed me to really enjoy the foods that I love. You know, bacon, steak, and cheeseburgers, and avocados. Come on, we're men. We love to eat real food. Well, I've been introduced to who I believe is a sensei, a keto sensei, and his name is John DeHart. Here's a guy that's over age 50 and lost 50 pounds, and this former fat guy did it, and I know I can do it too. He's introduced me into a lifestyle called keto. And look, let's be honest, there's keto this, keto that, but this program I know works, and I want you to try it for free. I'm offering a free sample to help you eat the foods you love and get your body in the right shape it needs to be. Look, the USDA is lying to us, and we're going to show you how to flip the food pyramid on its head. I need you to go right now to rebeldiet.com and request that free sample. That's rebeldiet.com, rebeldiet.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.